Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
But we can take a brand new year.
Hell yeah, we can.
Let's take down our old calendars.
Oh, throw them in the garbage.
Just set them on fire.
Yeah.
From the top, we want to thank everyone who has joined Patreon and is supporting the podcast for as little as a dollar a month. You can find us at patreon.com/youarethat. If you want to join, you get behind the scenes videos and some fun new things for 2021 are going to roll out.
Our resolution is to rock on Patreon.
Yes. Today on the podcast, we have two very smart, interesting, and wonderful guests.
Two. It's a two for you guys.
Yeah.
She's Erin Welsh.
She's Erin Almond Updike.
And
their podcast will kill you.
Oh my God, thank you so much for joining us, ladies. We are so excited to have you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having us on. We are very excited to be here.
Like, absolutely thrilled. That was a phenomenal intro, by the way.
I'm nailed smiling it. So
we
hard.
We got really right nerdy last night. I was like, you know, it'd be really funny.
And I was like, oh my God, yes.
The two Erins, as they are called.
Yes.
In the industry, everybody's like, the Erins.
The Erins.
They are epidemiologists. So they specialize in everything. Diseases. And their podcast is somewhat historical based, but super kind of gross and beautiful. And they drink quarantinis. And you know what? It's just like a good hangout listening to two of your best girlfriends just giggle and talk about warts and pus
like
and blood and plasma.
Storytelling.
Yes.
At a slumber party you weren't invited to. It's like the coolest thing ever.
You were totally invited, though.
Oh, yeah.
We are. We're all invited now. And then for some reason, Faye was like, we got you. So we're very excited. It is very current, very relevant to the new year as we've all been in a pandemic bubble since spring and the vaccine is rolling out.
It's on the horizon.
We are not going to talk too much medical stuff because if you listen to their podcast, you will get all the nitty gritty and all the fun facts that you didn't know you needed. But we're going to talk to them about them as individuals,
yep.
Kids' stories, weird moments, and we are thrilled to have you guys. I hope you're ready to dive into the old files in your mind, the envelopes that hold all these weird things that you haven't thought about in forever, because we are.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I don't feel ready, but yeah. I think that's okay.
So we're going to go back to junior high school time frame. I need to know if you guys had like a favorite school dance moment that sticks out in your mind. It doesn't have to be a good one either.
Good, bad, or otherwise. Yeah. None of mine are good.
Oh my gosh. What a fun question.
If you guys need a moment to think, I have an example. Oh God. I was on dance committee in high school because there was nothing to do in our tiny town. So I joined all the committees where I was like, I can control the fun. Let's go. So decorated this whole dance, went crazy because I had the catalogs for Shindigs and Oriental Trading Company and all the things where you get shit in bulk. So I bought like accidentally, I meant to buy like 50, but I bought like 500 of glow sticks with school money. And we had so many of them and we had just a rando dance, not for anything. It was just
Hey, it's March.
Like, yeah, we had like once a month, no theme to this dance. So there wasn't a lot of decorations. I bought so many glow sticks that at this point they're like, it's a glow dance, everyone.
Bonnie threw a rave.
I did. And the best part about the rave was there was this hit song that went, baby, when the lights go out. Oh, wow. It was like one of those boy bands. And the town power went out middle of this song. And there's all these kids with glow sticks. So we just had a dark gym with no music. So we just all went ham and broke apart all these glow sticks and like smeared them on our bodies and like sprayed them everywhere. We didn't know how it was like.
That sounds terrible.
It was the 90s. It was cool. So we're all covered in glow sticks. People were like rolling them up and putting them in their mouths.
Oh my
and
God.
It was the best time ever for that like 20 minutes that power went out. But it was right during that song and it freaked me out so hard because I was like, I was meant to order 500 glow sticks to be burst upon a gym. It was so much fun.
That is amazing. The cleanup sounds horrific.
So we immediately the lights go on. You can't even see it. It's fine. It probably just glowed in the gym after hours for like a week.
So much poisoning.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I want to say that dance developed my personality.
I think it was because of your personality.
Okay, I think I have a good one.
Okay, good.
Yay. And by a good one, I mean, it's like, it's really embarrassing. I actually only thought of embarrassing ones, and I think this is the peak.
Me too. Nobody else had a rave. That's only Bonnie's world.
I really like also to be involved in things, but I'm also quite like a Hufflepuff. And so I often don't realize that like maybe some people don't actually want me involved and I just go to things anyways.
You're like, I'm in charge, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. So when I was in seventh grade, I joined this like, I don't even know, it wasn't through my school. It was through like the local like youth group something or other at the YMCA or something. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was like a youth center near the library. And they had a committee for like fun events and cool stuff. And I was in seventh grade, which I went to like a seventh and eighth grade only middle school. So seventh graders were like the bottom of the pack. And what I didn't realize about this youth club thing was that it was all of the like cool kid eighth graders, which I was absolutely not one of them. And so I joined this committee and I was like, yeah, we're planning this dance. It's going to be so fun. And like, you had to pay money to go to this dance. I didn't know. I didn't pay because I was on the committee, but it was like the cool kids go to this dance and, you know, they like probably make out and stuff. I was so uncool. Like, I didn't even know that people made out in seventh grade. Okay.
I'm cringing because that would have been me in your shoes too.
Yeah.
I would be like, why am I here?
Yeah. But I was like, it's so fun. We're having a dance. Like that. I thought I was still okay. We were there to decorate and then people started coming. And one of the other like eighth graders literally came up to me and was like, do you even have any friends here?
Oh, yeah,
my friends are coming later.
Oh, no.
But you guys, like, it sounds a lot sadder than it is. It was hilarious.
I'm just wondering what you looked like for someone to approach you with that sentence, like, ready to go.
That's so funny.
Like, were you just like swaying by yourself?
Just blissfully near the wall, unaware, just like, dancing in the middle. Song.
I probably was legitimately just dancing by myself in the corner, but I thought it was fine.
Yeah. You're like, I wasn't aware this was a problem until you pointed it out to me.
Yeah. I think that's a really good explanation of my life. I wasn't aware it was a problem until you pointed it out to me.
I think I could live by that rule too.
Yeah.
Oh, honey. Yeah. I think you're having a great time though. I like that.
I had a lot of fun. I really did.
Mine's not one single moment, but I do have memories of middle school dances, which happened every month and were also not like themed or anything, but they did end with the lights going up and Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places coming on.
Oh, God.
But
fabulous.
Like every time.
Every single time. And I grew to love it for that reason. But I was never one to want to be in the center of attention, which is like maybe seems fake because I have a podcast and so on. But like, I really don't like having the spotlight on me or anything like that. And so I still don't quite understand why it became a thing where I and another of like my middle school classmates named Corey somehow memorized all of the words to The Devil Went Down to Georgia, like every single word. I mean, I remember studying like printed out pages of lyrics. And then we would mime it in front of like a giant circle.
Tell me you guys did like air violin.
Yes, absolutely. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul. I was Johnny and he was the devil. And so that was that. I still know all the words.
Yep. Oh, I hope so. And go. No, just
Oh, it was so great. Like, we both had the different violin motions, and we had a little violin duet and a miming duet, and it was, in retrospect, hugely dorky.
No, it's extremely hugely cool. Awesome. That would have been a feature in the very center of, like, a teenage rom-com, like, where the crowd breaks away and a spotlight comes on, and you two are just rocking it out. I'm picturing this straight up, like, Can't Hardly Wait or something, like one of those themed movies. But it's like junior high Nickelodeon level, and you're like,
she's all that, where Freddie Prinze Jr. swaps out mid-performance, and you're like, that's not Freddie Prinze Jr., and then it cuts back, and it is, and you're like, guys.
I had that whole dance from She's All That.
Yeah.
That whole dance, a bunch of our dance team friends, we memorized it, and we did it all the time. We could never find any boys to do it, so some of us were the boys.
Me, my friend John, and my friend Lynn loved doing the dance Romy and Michelle's high school reunion, where you do the ballerina arms in and out. We thought it was exceptional.
And you walk in a circle?
Yes.
God.
And I was the girl that loved dancing with boys, but songs were so short that if I got the courage up, then I had to have a long song. So I would request Stairway to Heaven.
Oh my God.
And I did it so often that when we graduated, somebody wrote in my yearbook, if I never hear Stairway to Heaven again, it will be too soon. I was like, dope. I ruined lives with that song.
That is amazing. See, all I remember from middle school dances is that Boys to Men and all of the slow jams. I'm dating myself so hard because I'm older than all of you guys.
The water ran dry and my eyes didn't.
You know what? Don't wait till the water runs dry. I could hit in my mind every note Mariah Carey did, and instead of really singing, because I don't do
You'd
that.
Hold your ear and
I'd
do
I'd hold my ear, wave my finger around like you do, and then just pretend like I had a spotlight on me. And my mind's eye,
you looked cool.
I looked very cool. I never would have wanted this for real, but like, I'm embarrassing myself. This is great. I think I wanted that movie breakdown crowd split dance moment real bad with my friends. So like when you're walking through the halls, you have the montage of music. You have your own like
Jawbreaker.
Soundtrack. Yeah, you have your soundtrack thing, but all of them have freaking Boys to Men or Mariah Carey or Savage Garden, if you will.
Oh my God.
Oh, I know. There's just so many. I have goosebumps now because I love me. And some Jamiroquai.
Oh, yeah.
They were never good moves.
I didn't shine until high school, I think, for
I never shone.
In my mind, I shone. It wasn't until high school where I, like, loved dances. And I think I blocked it totally out because my best friend from fourth grade, Mary, she reminds me often that I apparently just at every dance, like sixth through eighth grade, just like cried all the time. She's like, you were very emotional. Yeah, I was moving to another town far away. So I was like, I had emotion. She's like, no, but you cried at every dance. I blocked that out, man.
I think those are the years because I was always in a fight with a friend at a dance and then had a crush on a boy that didn't know I existed.
Yeah,
I think that's just normal. Yeah.
It's a rough time.
Middle school is definitely.
Yeah. If you both hadn't taken the path of science, what would you see yourself doing? Like, was there anything you wanted to be before you were like, just kidding, I'm a scientist?
I started out undergrad actually majoring first, like when I applied, I've been all over the place, I guess, in terms of like, what do I want to do? I started out majoring in English and anthropology. And then I switched that to nursing before switching it to biology. But ultimately, like what I always kind of, I don't know, I guess there are things that unite all of those. But one was just sort of like being able to travel and see different things all the time and read. I mean, what I'm doing now, science communication, was never something I ever thought could be a thing. I didn't know it was really like a career until we started doing it. And people were like, hey, you're doing science communication. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just, reading books and talking about them. This isn't science communication. And so I don't really know exactly what I would be doing. Whatever it would be, would have to involve a lot of like reading books. I think that's where I find the most like joy and excitement.
That's what I want in my life. I just want a hammock and a stack of books and some silence. For crying out loud.
Briefly, I wanted to be a librarian when I was in college.
You're really good at shushing people.
I really am. And I also super love the smell of books. I would just, it would be a locked library. Nobody gets to go in.
Yeah. She's just in there sniffing, you guys. Give her 10 minutes.
There we go. Librarian or bookstore owner, I think I could see.
Oh, bookstore owner. That's like the dream too. Small town, like Hallmark movie shit.
Exactly.
You know everyone's names, and then there's like a little coffee bar.
And I have like a golden retriever that just like sits in the bookstore with me and is like super peaceful on their giant pillow. And
yeah, it's so much better than a bookstore cat. I like that. Well, and then you have the first editions in a secret room for cool people.
Oh yeah, definitely. Anytime someone comes in to like drop off books, I'm like, oh yeah, no worries, I'll just process these right away and then just keep them all for myself.
Yeah,
I would be a terrible business owner.
All these books are late. It's weird that no one returned all these books. There's so many late. She's just got like a giant duffel bag backpack. All right, so it's set when we finally start our non-cult commune.
Okay.
Commune.
I like that.
I like commune better. It sounds less culty. When we start it, we'll reserve the bookshop for you.
Oh my gosh, that's the dream. Okay, I'm in. That's all I needed.
I love it.
Oh, that's funny. I definitely never wanted to be a bookstore owner. In middle school, I was voted most likely to be the next 007. However, it was only because I jumped up on the tables and was like, hey guys, vote for me to be the next 007.
Hey, you make your own destiny, Erin.
Exactly. Thank you. But no, when I got to college, I loved science, but I hardcore wanted to be a marine biologist, which is what I studied in undergrad. And like, that was the plan until I took a parasitology class and then everything changed. But I also really loved theater. So when I first started, I thought I wanted to, I tried to double major in theater and then I didn't get into the BFA program. So I didn't do that.
Darn it.
I think it was my theatrical side just wanting the attention. Let's be honest. The opposite of Erin Welsh.
Polar opposite. All of my best friends were more the introverted, socially overly aware. And like every 15 seconds, I had to reassure them we were not in a fight because they were like so insecure about I just heard Erin Welsh like cringe a little bit.
I'm like, ooh, introverted and like, yeah, I'm like very afraid of doing anything that made them stand out. Oh, hi. Yeah.
Personality definition. That's also this new podcast.
This is very- break it down. Okay. All right. You both were in multi-children families growing up, mm-hmm. as were we. Mm-hmm. And having siblings is like a whole blender twist. I feel like individuals that grew up as only children will never understand the weird rivalries and camaraderies. It's crazy. But what is something you guys can look back on with your siblings that maybe you guys got away with, or some crazy event like you hid from your parents, or just like something you did on the dirty, like in cahoots with each other?
Team building happening.
Team building.
I have one. If you need me. It popped into my head. This is
as
Bonnie's
a sibling,
question.
I'm curious.
Yes. Okay. I'm the oldest, but I wasn't always the ringleader. Sometimes the plans came from ranks below me, and then I just fine-tuned and steered the ship together. My mom was really good at hiding candy. God, she listens to this. Okay.
Hi, Mom.
I'm not sorry. You know what you did. Okay, so she would go on errands and things. At a certain age, we were old enough to all stay together, and she'd take the tiniest one. And the three oldest would pillage the village looking for candy and treats. We would ransack that. How crazy. She would hide them in the weirdest places from us because we did this, I'm sure.
Like in the dryer.
Weird
she was
places.
Like, I know you
Brands
guys are
in the dryer. 100% found them multiple times.
That seems like risky business.
So bizarre, but there was also Halloween candy hidden. Like I ate an entire bag of Little League beef jerky. So there's a reason she hid.
Like shit, we had to sell.
Right. Dad like, had to buy so much beef jerky. We were weird scavengers. So
it was like fundraisers.
You know, sure. One time I remember we found a Snickers that she had probably hid a million years ago.
It's gray.
No. It had bugs in it.
Oh, gross. Oh,
no. Yeah.
And then my karma as the greedy oldest child was I got first bite. And it was the biggest bite. And then I gave portions to the younger children. I had a mouthful of worms, guys.
Oh, God, worms.
No, right. No.
That's atrocious.
And I have a pretty serious aversion to maggots still to this day. And it's
How are you grossing out the air?
I'm so excited about it because candy story. And then I remembered the wall sconce with the Snickers. And then I was mortified by my own ass.
The wall sconce!
Oh, my God.
It was trauma. Clear trauma. We never stopped even after that, just for the record. We still have
that. Man, that is horrifying. I mean, yeah, a mouthful of maggots is enough to make me super.
It's my new band
name. Yeah, a mouthful of maggots. I'm trying to think of like, you know, how we would have had to band together, but we never really did all that much. I think because
we were too confrontational with each other, Erin.
I think that's possible. I think the other thing is that with like five kids, so I'm the second oldest with two brothers and two sisters, and with so many kids running around, I think we didn't like need to, I don't know, outsmart my mom because she already had her hands full with somebody else or like some baby or something.
You guys were just like really good helpers.
Oh no, we were just like, nope, we're out. Like we're gonna go play in the you scattered know, for ages, but. But I was a candy hoarder myself and still am to this day a little bit. I fit
I'm
like
a candy cupboard girl. I get you.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I always have to have candy there and I have terrible self-control when it comes to it. But I remember, you know, because when you're a kid and you think I can't wait to be an adult so that I can eat cookie dough for dinner and eat as many Smarties as I want. Mm-hmm. So we moved from Florida to Kentucky when I was 10 and my mom constantly recalls this story vividly, pulling back the bed and she just found the back of like underneath the bed lined with Smarties wrappers.
Oh
like,
my untold God.
Handfuls of Smarties wrappers that I would
they just warmed and sealed to each other to make like little plastic bricks.
And then so as a prank, it's horrible. She had one of those like, I guess it's like a cat toy and you put it in a little bag and it like rolls around and it has a little tail that sticks out.
Yeah, it like runs away from you.
So she put that in my underwear drawer to be like, Erin, I think there are too many Smarties. Like, I think we found a lot of candy. Maybe you should tone it down. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, I thought I heard something in your dresser. And she put that in there. Like, it looked like a mouse in my dresser. And it really did, you know, even though I realized it was fake later on after many screams. It did turn me off of eating Smarties in bed.
So. I am now stealing that idea.
Oh, yeah.
Mouse tail balls.
Very effective.
I am also the second oldest. I have three brothers, but I was 100% the ringleader, like 1,000%. In part, my older brother is just like not his personality, but also he was deaf. And so I think that because of those two things, I just like assumed the role of the, maybe it's just my personality. I don't know. I have a very bad memory, so I feel like I can't think of any really good ones of when we all like banded together, but I do have a very fond memory of like a very young one when we lived in San Diego before we moved. I think it might have even been before my younger brothers were either alive or like old enough to participate, but I remember my older brother and I waking up before my parents and we didn't want to go and bother them in their room, but we were hungry. And so we teamed up to get down the Kix out of like the cupboard and
it's so good,
but we were either out of milk or we couldn't reach it or it was too heavy. I don't know. We couldn't access the milk. So we got orange juice out and then we set up this little blue stool that we had in for some reason the hallway, and that is where we sat at our little table and we had Kix with orange juice for breakfast. That's adorable. I don't know why I have such a good memory of that.
I love Kix.
I like would you eat that gross. Now Would you like to try it for like a memory?
Maybe for a memory. I don't know.
Okay, report back. I want to know how that goes.
I need to know. Well, I'm really excited because I feel like now we're all in a club that Shannon isn't in. Yeah. And as a second
I felt that happening, oldest, by the way.
As second oldest, you were like, second oldest. I'm like,
she's over here smirking and raising an eyebrow. And then when you said you have a bad memory, she's like, she's mine. She has the most terrible memory.
I'm so a goldfish.
Her face called dibs on you, right?
Damn it. I have such a bad memory for like facts, but then my brain can remember
the weirdest shit.
Really bizarro things where I'm like, it's mostly smell memory. So if a smell hits me, I'm like, ooh, I go back in time and I'm like, do you smell that smell? It's softball 1994. And Shannon's like, I do smell softball 1994.
Hot dogs and grass. You're right.
Somebody is cooking hot dogs. Someone cut their grass. This is crazy. We're in 1994.
Yeah. The only thing I can remember are song lyrics. Like, I know every single song lyric from every song that I knew in middle school and elementary school. Mm. But I don't know who anything is by. I don't know the names of any songs. And I don't know what happened to me in any of those years. But I know the songs.
I feel like there's a deep dive there. Could get into it. I don't remember songs past like 2002. I can't remember the words. But I am a stickler for a melody. So I'm always like humming. People are like, oh, you know this song. And I'm like, yeah, but if I sing it in karaoke, I'm literally plastered to the screen with my eyes. And if I look away, I stutter. I mess up so hard that I'm like, I just want the song to be done now because I messed it up so bad. Yeah. I don't know the words, but I know the melody.
That's a good talent.
No, it's not. A good talent is like when people jump in and do like car karaoke. And I'm like, how do they know all these words without the lyrics in front of
them? Or when they can match a tempo and then make a string of mashup songs that all have this. I'm like, you're amazing. Yeah. I just have the senseless talent of looking at a celebrity and I could tell you which two other celebrities, if you combine their faces, make that person. Like, I just did this the other day because these are my favorite. Here's the best one. This is my trophy winner. Okay. Now, in your mind's eye, picture this. You're going to have a hard time. This is crazy. Okay, if you take Pet Sematary, Edward, what's his name? Damn it.
Furlong?
Yes. Oh, God. Thank you. There you go. Good brain. Good job. Okay. Thanks. If you take Edward Furlong mixed with Darlene from Roseanne, is Lord.
Oh.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Wow.
Back to creepy questions. Okay. Speaking of weird, gross things, we're going to go back to this.
This is fucking fun.
I'm excited.
I'm having a great morning.
Me too. Since you guys are both obviously fascinated by the gnarly and the nasty, what is the most grossed out you've ever been?
And then I have a follow-up question.
When you get this,
I love this. The most grossed out I've ever been.
I just got grossed out thinking about this because without meaning to, I planned this question and then sent my husband and my son to go get bugs for our lizard to eat. And I specifically told them they can't get hornworms because they make me want to barf. Because I have tragic memories of hornworms as a kid.
I don't know if this is the most grossed out that I've ever been, but so I volunteered for a while at this free clinic and we had a kid come in with molluscum contagiosum, which is, it's actually a pox virus, but look at me going into our podcast on this.
Give me fun facts. I don't know anything about it.
So it's a pox virus. It's pretty mild in kids, but this kid's mom was like very concerned about it and really wanted for us to be able to remove it. So we were going to, and we were going to use this technique where you kind of like just sort of cut it out from the base. We were going to numb it. It was going to be fine. But my like attending was like, go watch these videos of it so that you learn how to do it. And then we'll do it together and I'll show you. So I went to watch the videos of it. And I was like, I can't do this. I can no longer be a doctor. I cannot do this. The videos, watching the videos of someone like scoop out this molluscum pox, I was like feeling nauseous. And I watch a lot of gross videos. So I was like, oh no, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm supposed to go into this room and perform this procedure. I don't know what to do. And then, you know, I was like, well, suck it up, Erin, you have to do it. So I went and did it and it was 100% fine. Like, doing it on a person I had no problem with whatsoever. And he was a kid, like 11. And I was like, this is fine, no problem. But watching the video, for some reason, I simply couldn't handle it.
Ooh.
It was very bizarre because it's also not that gross.
Yeah, sure. Both
I was watching you. Shannon's cheeks puffed up and she's like, But I have the thing where I'm totes fine. I used to watch the Surgery Channel back in the day just to like fall asleep to. You ever get a midnight craving, everybody, pro tip, watch surgery videos on YouTube and you'll be like, I'm not super hungry or snacky anymore. I'm intrigued or grossed out. But I have the thing where if I hear other people gagging, I will throw up. Oh, and cool. It's super fun. So I've gotten really good at like holding it in, like swallowing down the bile. But my mouth does the watery thing where I'm like, this could be it.
I just pictured that too vividly with what you're describing. Like there was a tiny melon baller in my brain. That, yes. Like it got weird. You described it well enough that like I made a video in my brain and it was the time.
We're visual people.
It's pretty gross. I'm sorry that I did that.
Oh man. Oh,
now I'm curious if there is.
I know. I kind of want to Google videos of this, but I know that I won't do it. No, thank you.
Molluscum curettage.
No, thank you.
It's fine. How to.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
No.
Oh man. I've been to some pretty, like, there's always the pit toilet, you know, encounter at night when you have to go into a pit toilet and your headlamp shines down into like the vast, like just well of poop.
Model.
Like, yeah. And diarrhea, which is always pretty gross. But I was trying to think of experiences as an adult, and I know that there have been ones that have grossed me out, but like the thing that popped into my head, which is kind of ironic considering what I spent my grad school years doing, was that when I was around, by the way, my grad school years were spent collecting ticks, hundreds of thousands of them. But when I was a kid, it was the 4th of July weekend in like probably 1997. I don't really know. And so I was like 10 years old running around, and I felt like something on my head, and I was like, oh, that's weird. So I ran inside and was like, Mom, what's on my head? And she was like, oh, it's just a tick, don't worry about it. And I like almost barfed and passed out and was horrified and was like, I hate, this is disgusting. I've had some actually pretty gross tick moments. Later I had a dog that was covered in larval ticks, and I just spent like literally hours and hours watching Jurassic Park picking off of these ticks. And was like, okay, I think I got them all. And then the next day I was like on the hardwood floor, I was like, oh, what are these pebbles? Like, who brought dirt in? And it was just a mound of like a fully engorged larval ticks on the floor. That was pretty gross. And then
so gross.
So then I don't know why this happened, but then I ended up spending like 6 years of my adult life collecting ticks, actively looking for them.
It scarred you so hard you had to understand them.
I think so.
You were like, you cannot be a mystery to me. I will conquer you.
I will not be afraid of you anymore.
Erin removed my very first tick.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute and weird. I like it.
It bonded us for life.
We've all had ticks, I think.
I've had three. My first one I got from the Great Smoky Mountains going camping. And the drive back to Nashville was 4.5 hours. So I took a shower when I got home. And then I realized, like, I don't know how long this tick has been on me, because I found it in the shower. Soaking up, getting all the camping grime off me. And it was like in my armpit, like the back of it. And I went, ooh, I thought it was like an ingrown hair or pimple. So I'm already grossed out at just being a human. I'm like, ooh, I'm disgusted. And I go to wash it out and I went to pop it and it popped into my hand.
Oh, God.
And still thinking it's like an ingrown hair or something, I'm like, ugh, I'm gross. Ugh, what's going to be in my hand? And I look down and it's a little tick and I almost threw up.
Yeah.
It was big fat ass, so I'd been munching for a while. And then I put it on the wall. And it was like soapy. I put it on the wall and it was like still moving around. And then I made a hair lasso.
Oh my god.
And I trapped it in this so little circle at eye level. And I just like let the water turn cold on me while I like half rinsed off. Well, yeah, I didn't take my eyes off it. I'm like, you're not good. And I watched it and I like kind of fucked with it for a while when I got out of the shower.
Wow.
And until I killed it so dead. And then I flushed it down the toilet.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I had to understand it. I was like, how dare you take advantage of a free ride? You didn't pay for gas.
Oh my god.
Such an intrusion.
Yeah.
And they're sneaky as fuck.
Okay, so I My encounter was when I was a child, and I only knew ticks because my friend's dog had that situation you were describing. Ooh, the mom was like really upset because they went camping, they came back, and shortly afterward, the dog was infested all around the muzzle and the neck with ticks that they couldn't get to. And I was like, oh, it's so sad. Well, not from that dog, but like a couple years later from Girl Scout camp.
Yeah, I remember you had to get tested for Lyme disease and they put you in their own little quarantine cabin.
Which is really fun when you're already not popular. Let's just throw that out there. But then I also was horrified because A, I had a badonk as a child. I had a nice size booty and this tick was right in my butt crease.
Yep.
So it was like, right in there. Perfect little home. And then I was weirded out. Then you can't get that out yourself, number one. Yeah. And you're a child.
And you're with strangers. And you're like, hey, camp counselor.
Hey, can you look at my butt? Nobody says that when you're a child. Then I was like, well, now I'm that gross kid because I have ticks like a dog. Because I didn't understand that humans got that. So then I was the gross kid. I was quarantined and I had dog ticks. Ooh, so it was traumatizing.
That's so sad.
Oh my God. And then when I grew up, I'm like, no way, man. I was just an adventurer. I wasn't a dog child. This is
everyone gets ticks. I don't know how it lasted until almost my 30s without getting a tick because we went camping all the time. And I was that child that's like, you got to grab her by the back of her shirt because whoop, she's going off a cliff because she's just like, butterfly. I was just like cruising about. I don't know how all the ticks were like, she looks dumb. Let's hop on. She's got meaty bits. And I was chubby, you know? If a tick is going to find someone,
right?
Well, it found your juicy butt. Double.
I was probably like sitting in some grass making a daisy chain and it was like, hello. It got British ticks in California.
British ticks.
Whatever. It's fine. Okay, what was your piggyback question now that we're in tick territory?
I just want to know, like, you guys deal with such like fucked up shit and you read about it and you investigate and you get like, you guys get like live on it. And you're like, oh, I was researching this. I found all this gross stuff. It was amazing. So
I love that.
I need
so
to know,
much.
Like, do you guys have the gag reflex to anything in particular? Is there like one thing where you can look at everything and then you get to like a horrifying like pus slide and you're like, nah, this color pus can't. Ugh.
I feel like that's where I fortunately just do the history part. And so I often avoid the really gross pictures, but anything that's like related to eyes really horrifies me. And then like, I think the diphtheria episode is where I actually started to feel like not very good when Aaron was describing that like green membrane that forms on the back of your throat that smells really bad. And I was just like, okay, just breathe. Just concentrate on breathing. You're going to be fine.
I feel like I remember that.
I do. I was going to work and then I kept breath checking.
Halitosis. Oh, it just, they're so great.
Anything that grows like a fur or like a black shell on the back of your tongue where you like can't see it.
Oh man.
I used to sleep so hard when I had like sinus stuff that I'd wake up and my tongue was like all dried up like a sponge in my mouth. And I used to think, this is what your body does.
Oh my God.
Your tongue swells up and turns into like a weird furry sponge comb that you have to hydrate.
Oh my goodness.
You ever wanted to know what Bonnie's brain does? That's what it does.
Oh, it's fucked up in there.
That's great.
I've never heard of that. And I'm going to think about that probably once a day, every day for the rest of my life.
And it's like your tongue like doubles in size. Like it's so swole from trying to like not be dry that it like leans out and puffs up. So it's like, it takes up your whole mouth and it hurts because your throat's so dry. And I snore really heavy. And when my sinuses are plugged up, I'm just full. I'm like gasping for air all night apparently, and it just solidly dries out my whole mouth. But that
I feel
tongue,
like people are secretly diagnosing you with like 100 things right now.
Hey, I keep coming back to life as sponges do. I just hydrate it. The grossest thing that I have ever seen, and I can't unsee it forever, and I have to put it on you guys now because you're still seeing.
We can take it.
Yeah. So I'm obsessed with rugs. And I think it's because in my mind as a poor kid, they're fucking fancy and they're fucking expensive. That's so true. You go rug shopping, you're always like, oh, I love this rug, but I want to pay $800 for something I'm going to step on.
I just realized I'm a rug hoarder too.
I know. Oh, and you just gave me a really good rug and I'm like, joke's on her. That's an expensive large rug. Yeah. I'm going to put it in the garage. I love rugs. I'm fancy. I was obsessed with rugs. We went to my friend's aunt's house and her aunt had passed away. And it was like a horrible in-home death. So I was that creepy kid that we wanted to have a company called Berry Maids instead of Merry Maids and do the like crime scene cleanups and stuff, which is weird because I vomit if other people vomit. So it'd just be like horrible double cleanup. We went to our friend's aunt's house and they had already had people come through and like clean the house. It was just, we're dividing up all the stuff. We go in her garage and I'm like, yo, this lady is rich. She had like 9 rugs just rolled up in a stack. So I'm here to help, right? But I'm also here to like maybe get a free rug. Like 7th grade. I'm like, I gotta get me one. So I'm checking out all these rugs and like some of them have patterns. I found the most beautiful rug and it was like all these colors of blue intertwined, kind of looked like oceanic. And I was like, this is so gorgeous. This would go great in my room. I need to talk them into letting me have this rug. So I was trying to demonstrate to my friend's mom, whose sister has just passed away. I'm like trying to sell her on like, give me this rug. I'm a dick. And I show her, I'm like, this rug is so beautiful. And I flirted out. So it unrolled and inside plopped onto the floor was a dead raccoon that was like bones and hair and like a little bit of gush, like it was mostly dried out, but Shannon's gonna love this, covered in maggots.
I felt it coming. Like, this is gonna happen.
And yet I still love rugs. It didn't put me off rug.
How do you feel about raccoons?
I hate raccoons.
Trash them. I like them.
I have chickens, so I hate them for predatorial reasons.
Yeah, I like them. One peered up over my hedge the other night, and I was like outside looking at the moon. And then I look over, and something just popped up like, hey. And I went, hey, raccoon. And I jumped up, and I ran at it. I was like, come here, raccoon. Yeah. And Joe was like, why are you that's a bad idea. Why are you chasing? And I was like, it stuck its head up. Like, what up? So I was like, what up? It was decomposed enough that it just looked like a swarm of like fur and bones and worms. And it wasn't so much.
Did you poke it with a stick? Because that's what you're supposed to do.
I didn't. I could determine with my eyes and the sound it made when it hit the concrete. It was like an old bag of chips that had like rotten oranges in it. It was like,
that was an excellent descriptor.
So descriptive.
Did you guys join any clubs or have any special extracurriculars that were not science related, but just like for funsies, junior high or high school?
Oh, I was super into musical theater, very hardcore, and was also the captain of the color guard, aka the only thing nerdier than marching band.
I was the international flag for Girl Scouts. I had to go in the parade twice because I was in marching band. And then I'd run back to the start point and change my outfit and then mount up my Ireland flag in my Girl Scout costume.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Sure. Color guard is dope though. You guys at least get to like move your flags.
We were also very good, I will say. Like, we won competitions.
I'm picturing this. This is pretty great.
Did you or did you not have bangs while you were in color? I'm trying to picture you.
I did not ever have bangs. Okay. Well, no, I had one like very horrible stint with bangs. I did though sophomore year wanted to be cool and get highlights, but obviously we weren't going to be able to pay for like a salon highlights. And so we bought a kit to highlight my hair. And my mom was like, no. I'm sorry. This is so embarrassing. My mom was like, it's going to look so much better if we do big chunks instead of little highlights.
No.
So she did huge chunks. So like my bangs were orange for all of sophomore year. Just like the front chunk of my hair. It was great.
Oh my God.
That would be considered super cool now. Right. I think.
Yeah. Oh. You know, it was so cool then too.
That's like my run-in with Sunin. Not great.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like that, but way after Sunin.
I always wanted to like try Sunin and highlights, but my hair is very dark. And so I would just like squirt lemons and my mom would be like, yeah, it looks really good, Erin. And I'm like, is it getting lighter? No, never. It never got lighter.
Okay, so I did that too, where my aunt and my mom were like, yeah, just do lemon juice. And I was like, okay, because I wanted like beachy, pretty, like Delia's catalog highlights in my hair. Delia's. But it was like straight up chestnut brown, not going to happen. Yeah. I'm looking at an orange pillow on my couch, and that's what sun-in did to my life. And it was way after it was cool, and I was like, this is going to be great. It wasn't great.
No. It wasn't great. No. But you know, we survived.
Yeah. It built blonde now, and that's what matters, is you're blonde now.
I'm blonde because I'm gray, and I know how to do things properly nowadays. So.
I don't think I had any like extracurricular activities that were like cool. It was all just basically in high school, it was all stuff to get into college, you know, whatever honor society and future business leaders of America and like other stuff like that.
Yours was all for points. You were going for point based.
Exactly.
I was on student government as sergeant at arms. I got a whistle and I was the loudest person in the world telling other people to shut up. Like I sucked at that. And it went on everything for getting into art school. Art school was like, you got money? Come on. They didn't give a shit.
Your whistle.
No, but they're, I was like,
but can you paint a whistle?
I ran unopposed. I did. So you joined all the like looking good by the book things.
Yeah. I mean, but most of that was you meet once a month or something for 15 minutes and you're like, all right, cool. Like check. I think that like extracurricular time was spent either playing soccer, which I did for a number of years, or like reading Animorphs, which is also what I did for a number of years. So.
Animorphs is dope.
Oh, it's so good. Apparently there's like going to be a graphic novel adaptation of it or like reboot, and I'm thrilled.
You just add it to your book pile for your hammock with your golden retriever and your
secret bookstore.
Yeah.
Erin, I wonder if we would have been friends in high school.
I think we would have.
You guys sound like me and my best friend in middle school. We were so polar opposites. Like even to the point that I was monstrously tall and she was tiny. Like she was super quiet. I was insane. I would have jumped on a table and yelled 007. She would not. Yep. She would have rather died in a fire than be that embarrassed with her life. And her name was Erin, which is super. That's pretty cute, actually.
She's an Erin.
She was in soccer, did no extracurriculars. I did all the sports and all the drama. That's really bizarre now.
Oh my god.
Whoa, you just jarred a memory on me.
We would have for sure been in like the same classes. So I feel like we probably would have been friends.
I think so. I mean, and the thing is, I was always jealous of the kids who were doing like drama and musical theater because I had no
I probably
talent.
Would have forced you to.
Yeah, maybe.
She was in stagecraft with
me. Just
she
did stagecraft.
Behind the scenes. She had great ideas and I was her mouthpiece. So it really worked out really well.
That was Shannon's nickname in high school.
Mouthpiece?
The mouthpiece.
Jesus Christ. It wasn't. That has so many possibilities that were inaccurate back then.
I think the Erins would have found each other because they would have been in the same class or something. And a teacher would have made like a witty comment, you know, like punny, but like a like wise. But like, I'm going to say a little funny thing and these kids won't get it. And then both the Erins would like chuckle and do their little giggle under their breath. And then they'd look at each other like, you know, we're friends. Let's meet after school.
Talk about old timey diseases. Best friends forever.
Did you hear about the mono and strep going around? Let's discuss it.
You love Typhoid Mary? I love Typhoid Mary. Oh my God. Best friends. There's our movie. We're going to write it.
Right.
It'll have a dance montage. It'll be great.
Yes.
I came up with an old timey nickname and Shannon's like, I'll be Typhoid Mary and I'm Cobblestone Jones and I'm just out trying to sell newspapers while people are dumping shit out their windows on me.
Yes. Oh, that's perfect. What a deal.
I love it.
Let's start a comic strip.
Out of control. Yeah. I love it. This is an easy one. What is your favorite quarantini you have ever done on your show? Because I freaking love that part. I replicate your quarantinis. I love making fancy cocktails. So this is fun.
Just Shannon's like, what can I whip up?
Yes. I think we've gotten this question before and I always struggle and I'm like frantically searching through like all the photos of past quarantinis. And some are real duds, like to be honest. And some are
like mellow yellow fever. Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it. Not great.
Clever. I love anything with a frothy egg white.
Samesies.
And I get that Wilton powder.
Oh yeah.
That's the magic trick to doing anything like rabies-ish. Yeah, anything with a froth on it.
Orange Julius, top secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that my actual favorite though is probably Burning Love.
I was going to say that, Erin.
Yeah, it's so good. So it's the one that we did for gonorrhea. Mm-hmm. And it is, what, tequila and jalapeno simple syrup and lime juice? Is that it?
It's so good. I think, what season was that even when we did it? Because I feel like I remember making a lot of placebo-rita versions of that because I think I was pregnant at some point.
I think you were pregnant at that point. Why do I know? I know your lives. Okay. No, but also I caught up. I binged a whole bunch.
Yep.
At one point. And your pregnancy went really fast for me. I don't know.
I have to do them in chunks. Otherwise, I'm like chomping at the bit for the next one. And we release our podcast bi-weekly. And yet when I listen to other podcasts, I'm like,
impatient.
Can you just put out the next episode already? Like, Jesus.
I'm a real dick. I binged a whole bunch to the point where I was like, I'm a doctor now. This is great. I'll diagnose everything. No, I got in a weird show hole with you guys for a little while.
Every time I see like a rash on a random stranger in the grocery store, observe from afar, but I'm like, do they know they have that rash? Like,
they should mark that with pen to see if it's spreading.
Yes.
Let me just mark your neck, lady, and see if this grows. We're at it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You'll thank me later.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My
eyes are watering.
We're not related at all.
That's a symptom. Watch out.
Oh, shit. Watery eyes. Do you want to do this or that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totes.
So this or that is our rapid fire. One or the other. That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
New Year's resolution or simply a fresh start?
Fresh start. Road trip or quick flight?
Ooh. Road trip.
Road trip.
Fruit or vegetables?
Fruit. Vegetables.
Ooh. Vegetables. You guys are so different.
Home cooking or takeout?
Takeout.
Ooh. Yeah, takeout. Takeout.
Absolutely no hesitation there for me.
I just want to make one of those soundboard things with all of our guests having to think on the spot because we get like really dope sounds and just be like, ooh, 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 like everybody can play with them. I don't know how to do that. People that make apps and shit, get at me. Island getaway or snowy mountain cabin?
Island.
Island.
Ooh, this is funny only because I didn't know you did musical theater. Musicals, yes or no?
Yes.
1,000% yes.
What is your favorite musical?
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
You're going to make her choose one?
I know. One. I also feel like I'm just not very up to date on musicals since, you know, middle school.
I think older is better personally.
Yeah, but the classics, I think, hold more for me.
I mean, but Wicked, I don't know that that's a classic, but it's so good.
I love it.
It's really good.
Also, Lion King was the first thing that I saw in like a theater. Like my parents took me for my 13th birthday and it was the most magical thing to see Lion King at the Pantages Theater.
What? Were you guys at the same one at the same time not being best friends yet? Jesus Christ.
I really think I was like 14 and it was my birthday present.
Oh my god.
Cincinnati. Oh my god.
You guys were both just so singing under your breath with eyes.
We would have totally been friends.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that this is a really terrible answer because probably it's not very viewed critically, whatever, but I love Mamma Mia with all my heart.
Too. See, and I like Rent and everybody shits on Rent lately.
Rent. Why would they?
I don't know.
Rent is amazing.
People are snobs now and they're like, Rent. And I'm like, when I was in high school, we saved money to try to go to New York to watch Rent. Only I was poor and I didn't get to go. But yeah.
And I'm weird about musicals. Like, I have to wrap my mind around them because I feel like TV has ruined musicals for me. Like, I'll watch like 7 seasons of a show and then on season 8, the second episode, it's suddenly a musical for one episode. Everyone does it.
I know.
And I fucking hate it because I get that uncomfortable feeling. I'm embarrassed for other people. There's like a really beautiful German word for it and I don't remember what it is.
Fremdschämen.
It's such an uncomfortable feeling. So I fall in love with these actors playing these characters and then suddenly they're singing to me and I'm like, oh, I just feel so uncomfortable for you. Like everyone's singing on the episode. You are not a singer, but like
it only works on cartoons.
You're giving it your best.
Yeah.
Like I love Gilmore Girls. It's my comfort food. In the Year of the Life, like they rebooted it. Oh, there's like a musical scene that doesn't make it has a raven in the street.
I forgot about that.
I watched it one time. I painted a series of portraits of the characters because I was so excited it was coming out. Like I'm a psycho. I love this show, and I've only watched the remake one time, original time, and I won't ever watch it again because that musical scene like threw me off so hard. It was very like dark, but like Beatles-y, but then there was a raven, and it was like side characters doing it. I don't understand. I don't understand the world.
My brain, I forgot about that. It was not good.
You buried it because you like musicals, and you weren't like, yeah, musical number. You were like, what the fuck are they doing?
You're right. Sitcoms, like New Girl did it.
Yes.
It had, but they did it well because Zooey Deschanel.
Buffy
so.
Did it.
Who? Yeah. Yes. Well, did Buffy start it? I was just thinking.
Buffy started everything.
I think it was back on freaking TGI Friday. They did shit like that. I think Urkel was in a musical episode. That's weird.
But like back in the day, sitcoms were like, the school's having a musical.
Oh, I guess that's
we're going to play you the school's musical. This is like, here's a normal show. And now it's a musical. And it freaks me out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you just ruined musicals for me.
No, I have to sit down and be like, I'm going to watch a musical and then I'm into it.
I like theater, having been in the theater. That sounded so pompous. No, clearly I'm an actor. Doing the stage stuff, watching stage stuff feels better than watching a movie that's...
Yeah, I like going to play. Yeah. I like seeing musicals live.
Yeah. I like Cats. I super like Cats. That was a really fun one to watch here.
My old roommate had a cat named Rum Tug Tugger. She was very into cats. Let me get out my idea.
Oh, Jesus.
And then we can all decide we're best friends and we're going to do this in our future.
Okay.
So we come up with ideas randomly when we're inspired. And I'm inspired right now. Let's start an infectious diseases musical.
Yes.
I will curate the set. I will hand paint gross shit with wheels on it until I'm blue in the face, and you guys work together.
Can I be interested writing?
Yes. Okay, cool. Yes. Cool. But the Aarons will be the stars. We're going to force them.
Well, then we'll invite Dom because also best friend.
He loves doing karaoke. He loves singing.
He likes bugs. We're good.
Yeah. It'd be so cool if it was about poop somehow and we could call it the shit show.
I love it. I'm on board. Yes. It can be like the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged, but like the complete infectious disease anthology abridged.
Oh my God. That would be great.
It's just going to happen.
The end where everyone takes their bow, everyone gets Nickelodeon slimed.
Yes.
I'm 100% on board with this.
I think it's a great idea. Genuinely, I'm there.
Brilliant. Wow. Yeah. People who fund this stuff, again, slide them ideas. Let me know.
This is great.
So many ideas. I haven't felt this motivated in a long time to create something this magical.
Can I dress like Typhoid Mary and just like that could be me?
Yes. And my little ditty. And I'll be the person just at the front passing out the pamphlets as Cobblestone Jones.
Cobblestone Jones. Covered
in shit. See, I'll just have a big pot.
Welcome to the shit show,
and I'll be stirring it with my arm because sanitary is for chumps. Oh. Yeah. No, this is great.
Would actually make a great musical. It like, would make genuinely.
I know.
School field trips would come visit because it's informative.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And we'll just put star in the eye of shit. Yeah.
I have musician friends, guys. We can make this
happen. Me too. This is fantastic.
This is probably the best idea we've thought of mid-podcast.
And people are so desperate in the pandemic to do something.
Oh, for work.
Oh, yeah. We'll just, we'll just pull everyone that's bored and we'll be like, you haven't gone on tour in a while, bro.
Right? We've got a lot of friends whose shows have been put on hiatus.
Yes.
Well, on a dabble in a new project.
Fabulous. Yeah. And then we can put out a CD. I know some really great music producers. So this is happening.
Fabulous. This is happening.
It's I'm our PR person. Perfect. Okay. This is fun.
Oh. Well, on that note, bye. No, I'm just kidding.
Cool. My cheeks hurt and my eyes are a little watery and I'm laughing so hard. This is so
I'm just pumped up that I'm getting hot.
This is therapy. Jesus. Always hot.
I'm hot for ideas.
For epidemiology.
Let's jump into compliments. Yes. City.
I like it.
Do you have individual compliments for them? Because I do because they deserve it. Because they are the Aarons, but they are also separate Aarons.
Yeah. I do, but you sound real thrilled, so you go first.
All right. Coming in hot.
She's stretching, you guys.
Let me pop my neck. Oh, there. I got a chirp wheel, you guys, and it's changing my life. Okay. All right, Welsh. I'm going to start with you.
Hi.
Hi there. I love you both for very different reasons. I feel like, Erin Walsh, I could come to you and have just like a really chill conversation where I feel like your poise and your wisdom shines through. You get punchy and you get silly, but I feel like I could come to you and be like, yo, real talk. This is serious. I need someone serious to talk to. And you would give me wisdom. And then also you have like the bedside manner thing down. If you were my personal doctor, I would trust the information you give because you give it in such a way that it's factual, but then you still would make me feel good about myself in a way that wasn't like cheesy or hokey. And I like it. You're like a really entertaining personality to listen to, yet I like put all my faith in you just by your demeanor. And I like it.
This is going to be hard to follow.
I agree. I agree with all of that.
I am blushing so hard. Accurate. I just want to crawl into like a ball. I don't handle
compliments. I'm picturing you. We don't either. Yeah. That's why this podcast is named You Are That. It is the best deflection. If you are at a party and someone compliments you, just say, you are that. And walk and away.
Sashay out of the room.
Soft you out.
Yeah.
Because people are like, she's put it back on me. I don't know what to do. You're like, yeah, take it. You're
this feeling. Pie. Get out.
It's so good.
Well, thank you. My cheeks hurt from smiling so much. Very
nice. I feel like you would be the friend that I made in junior high into high school, where I started off wanting to be your friend because I was like, she's really smart. Maybe she can help me out. And then like, if we're in the group together, we're getting an A. And then I would be like, but she's fucking lovely and I will follow her anywhere. Like, your wisdom lead me on.
Oh my God.
Almond update.
I'm already cringing.
You should.
You are like a wise, beautiful little cherub of delight. You can give facts and the things you say are important. However, at the end note of everything you dish out, you have that fucking bells on the wind giggle that makes my heart melt. And growing up, I was always like the giant friend with like teeny tiny friends. And I was the like protector of the group. You're so sweet. And it makes me want to protect your sweetness.
Oh, I'm crying.
So I'm going to piggyback on Bonnie, but do reverse because she said what I was going to say in a different way.
Sorry.
No, it's perfect. I love this. So I was trying to picture you both as cocktails and that metaphor got real fucking weird for me. So I'll save that.
I was trying to picture you both as cocktails.
Right. So Erin Almond Updike, I was picturing you as a very sunny and bright, like sparkling cocktail of some variety.
Bubbly.
Right. Like you're like a champagne cocktail with some kind of like citrusy like effervescence.
Yeah.
But you're like the Snow White of jaundice. Okay, so hear me out. If you have a cocktail and you name it Snow White Jaundice, I would never be sad because that just popped into my head. Basically, you can talk about somebody having yellow eye whites, but it's like, oh my God, you guys. And you're so excited. But it's genuine, never phony, the sweetest effervescence to the creepiest shit. That is a talent that is unmatched. I've never met anybody that's been able to do that.
Patch Adams.
Yeah.
It's the only, you know, no one can make me giggle, but also see the severity in it at the same time.
Like I take you seriously, but it's uplifting somehow, which is bizarre. And I love it so much. So on the flip side of that, Erin Walsh, you're almost a dark and stormy for cocktail.
Those are delicious.
They are delicious. You take things as a more serious approach, but you serve up the dry joke and you're like, eh? And then she keels over with bubbly laughter. It is perfect teamwork. I love it so much. You guys are both delightful in two very, very different ways. And I enjoy it so much. Listening to you guys is painfully educational sometimes on very interesting topics.
Disgustingly refreshing.
Yes. It is crazy how like when I tell people what the podcast is about, they're like, and I'm like, no,
you
but
gotta
like,
listen.
After one episode, they're like, they're delightful. And I'm like, yes, that's the twist.
You two are addicting.
Magic. Yes.
Your combination absolutely is so beautiful. And even though you didn't meet, I feel like you could have been friends as totally children.
Absolutely.
And your teen years would have been grossly hilarious together. Yes. I'm so glad you guys found each other when you did, because I feel like you hit this flow and your personalities clicked together to where each of you brings something out of the other one. Agreed. In such a gorgeous way that it makes it an addictive listen. And I just want to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, we are right now, by the way.
Like, I know, and I'm freaked out by it. I love it.
But doesn't this feel like we've known them for 30 years now?
Yes.
This is weird.
I'm telling you guys gross stories.
I know. You got a lot out of Bonnie today without meaning to, which I really appreciate. And I have one last thing to say specifically. I want to thank both of you for how hard you guys work to do your research and how careful you are with your information, especially about all the COVID shit. You've really taken a huge deep dive on stuff that's really important. And like I said, we live in a pit of people that are naysayers. And I just feel like a lot more information could be digested in the way that you deliver it, especially the vaccine stuff. You guys always make the answers to common questions feel like people aren't stupid for thinking those questions. And you make medical science relatable and interesting. And I appreciate you both for that so much.
So much. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm like literally crying. I'm glad we don't have video.
Yeah. You guys filled a void in me that I didn't know existed.
Oh my God. I'm dead. Honestly, like that means so much because we really truly started the podcast just like for fun because we thought, I don't know, maybe someone will listen to it, but we like talking about this. And it has honestly turned into so much more than we could ever have imagined. And it's like hearing these things, like I can't even express how grateful I am. Like, thank you.
Well, we're grateful.
It means so much.
Yeah. You guys are never flippant. You're always careful. That is your respect for your passion and your research. Like, it shows. I can just tell.
It's entertainment, but when you're done with an episode and you've learned about whatever disease, you leave like, wow, that was fun and entertaining, but there's unquestionable facts that you leave with that are backed up so hard. Like if I rolled into work and was like, hey guys, fun fact about this, and somebody said, I don't think so, I'd be like, actually,
Google it.
The CDC said, and I could be able to tell them all the facts because you guys are so meticulous about your research. And I love that you guys get to explore each other during the podcast in a way that's really fun. Like Shannon and I don't always show each other our questions beforehand, so she doesn't know what I'm going to ask, I guess. You guys do your research separately for each of your sections, and then you guys are telling each other. You're revealing stuff to each other that's like, oh, and then I have a question. We're like, wait, I'm going to answer your question in a minute. And you're like, oh, this is fun. You guys are so in tune with each other in a way that makes it so intriguing. And I hope you guys never stop. And that's weird to say because it's almost like saying,
I hope no diseases
stop. I hope the
stop.
World keeps like burning from the inside. So we have, you know, there's got to be a new like super sexually transmitted disease coming on.
Don't wish that.
I don't wish it.
Oh,
but
God. Super gonorrhea? Didn't that already happen?
It's fine.
They're like, yes.
Oh, my God. Yes.
No super ticks, you guys. Come on. It'll go for infinity. There's so much.
We're boiling, festering sores, destroying our planet. So there's got to be something juicy in there. It's so light and so humorous. Seriously. And if you guys have not yet listened to their podcast, this podcast will kill you. Do yourself a favor. It, weirdly enough, doesn't make you afraid of the world.
I feel more educated and more confident about stuff after listening to it.
Yes.
Like, feel a little bit more like, this is why we wash our hands, you bunch of weirdos. There's a history that says, please God, do that. Gross.
If you just wash your hands, you won't be a disgusting human that spreads everything in the world. So, you guys want to tell everyone where to find you on the socials?
We're pretty easy to find for the podcast, though. On Twitter, we're TPWKY, and on everything else where This Podcast Will Kill You, our website is thispodcastwillkillyou.com. And so it's pretty easy to find us.
Yeah. You guys have exceptional merch. You guys have cute designs. I love it. It's so adorable. So I definitely recommend going and buying their OG merch. Yeah, I feel like we could do this all day.
This is so much fun. You guys were amazing.
Yeah, this was so much fun.
So much fun.
We're only all right.
We're only as good as our worst guest, and all of our guests are great.
All of our guests are fantastic. We love interviewing people that we genuinely respect and just feel passion for, because I feel like it brings out the best in us because we're so pumped on that's you so guys. True. Well, we have giant festering crushes on you.
Ew, we do, but that's so gross.
Now, the nicest thing anyone has ever said to us.
Now she's just locking eyes with me to say these things so that I twitch.
Yes, she gets crushed.
Well, I'm super glad that this panned out in the
damn it.
We could have done this anti-pandy. I have to throw Allie's word in there. She really wants to make it anti-pandy. Stick before pandemic. She's like, please, well, this, it's like fetch isn't going to happen, but anti-pandy is going to happen. I'm glad that this worked out for now. Like right this minute is kind of the most perfect.
This was incredible.
Everyone listening wants real fucking facts
about
COVID-19, about the pandemic. They have episodes,
a whole series from early in quarantine
throughout. So you guys are going to get information. Yeah. You're going to get the facts. If you still have questions or feel like you can't believe what's in the media, 100% on your side.
Yeah.
I don't believe half the shit that pops out on the news because you can't trust it. So they did the research for you. They made it easy. They made it palatable.
Yes.
And they made it fun for you to educate yourself. So you want to go out and educate your friends and family.
Stay home, please.
So cheers to 2021. Thank you, Aarons. We love you both so much. My face hurts.
My face hurts. I couldn't. So bad.
The best way to round out a shit show year.
Shit show.
Woo-hoo. Make it happen. And start a brand new, fresh feeling informed and like ready to just grab this year by the balls.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I just want to lean into this feeling hopeful and cautious.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at. Hopeful and cautious.
Yeah.
She's the yellow light. I'm like green light. Get me the fuck out of here and let's light all the devils on fire on our way out.
Play some violence on the way out the door.
Yeah.
I feel like if you squint really hard, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, finally.
You guys are fantastical. Do you have anything else you want to share with anybody today? It could be a secret.
Any new happenings?
Yeah.
Hopes and dreams? Anything?
We're working on more COVID material. If anyone is not utterly sick of hearing about COVID.
We're not. No.
Oh, I got my first dose of the COVID vaccine.
I was going to ask you. Oh my God.
Did you get vaccinated?
I did. Yeah. As a medical student on clinical rotations, I was able to get it. So that was very thrilling.
Gosh. I have questions about COVID stuff, but I feel like it's inappropriate to like bombard you guys with questions on our podcast about stuff. Like with
how do you COVID feel stuff after your first dose?
Totally fine. I got it. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6 days ago. Yeah. And it hurt less than my flu shot did this year. Mm. So I've heard that the second one makes your arm a little more sore. So we'll see if that's true. I don't know.
Tenderoni. So after you took the vaccine,
yes,
you took it 6 days ago and you feel totally fine. I feel like a lot of people have a huge misconception of just like flu shots in general. People don't get flu shots because they're like, oh, well, they make you sick. And I've had this own discussion with like my friends and coworkers for years where I'm like, no, it's a dead cell. You're getting symptoms, yes, but you're not actually sick. They're not replicating in you. You are fine. You're not actually sick. So I've had to discuss that with everyone. But the vaccine is different. It's not even the full cell. It's not a dead cell. It's just a little spike. And how I learned this was our past guest, Dr. Mike Natter, who's amazing, did an illustration that is like so genius. Like I just flipped through it with children and then flipped through it with some adults. Was like, here you go. Here's a motherfucking cartoon. You're getting the cones. Your body's fine. You're all fine.
Yeah, that's so true.
I'm thrilled. I cannot wait to take it. And we had the discussion in our household. It's like, well, when the vaccine comes out, are we gonna go take it? And I'm like, are you kidding? Yes. Yeah. If I could run around and just stab people, I totally would.
Bodies.
Vigilante for vaccines.
Vigilante. Just going rogue and sticking strangers.
You don't have a mask on. You need this, bro. Yeah. Oh,
they raise their finger to protest a mask and she stabs them in it and vaccinates them. Oh my God. I want a cape for you.
So in my world, that would not get me arrested, though. I would be a savior. Be the Robin Hood.
I'd turn a blind eye, but that's just me. It's fine.
All right. We love you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. This has been one of my greatest pleasures.
Yes. You are making our listeners' wishes come true.
Well, thank you so much. This was honestly like just a complete joy. It was really, really, really fun. And yeah. We're basically so all much best fun. Friends, right?
Best friends.
Okay.
Best friends, making a musical. It's all good.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so good. I'm going to make you guys
I see themed, the shirt planned happening.
No, themed friendship bracelets. Oh, but the friendship bracelet colors will be based on a specific disease.
Oh my God.
Like the symptoms, you know? Yeah. Get some like pus strands, get some like
Snow White jaundice. That's the name of one bracelet in particular, specifically for a person.
I want it.
Oh.
Now I just want to draw Snow White, but jaundice because that's
I'm,
a funny
I'm illustrating I'm everything in my mind. I'm picturing Aaron, you on a desk shouting that you're going to be the next 007, but I pictured it in like a science room, like kicking over beakers and just like little girl you, like a Ramona and Beezus style, oh just like freaking out.
Aaron Welch to the side, like with the cringe, the lines coming up where she's like, I'm a little embarrassed for what you're doing. I like the angle, but I wouldn't be doing that. Like,
no, she's just sitting quietly next to her, like voting.
Oh,
she's already voted. She's like, I support you, and I'm super poised right
now. Okay, I love that.
Got
a stack of Animorphs to the side of the
ballot. She's got a stack of Animorphs. She's like, go, girl, I got this over here. I'm doing this.
She whips out her Polly Pocket, and it's just the bookstore one. She's like, oh, my dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right, ladies. Goodbye to you, and let's keep in touch forever.
Yes, please.
Right back soon. Longer letter later.
TTYL.
Bye.
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 Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh, my cheeks hurt so much.
I feel like I won't need blush for a week.
Oh, agreed.
Because my cheeks are staying pink from smiling.
And it's not dengue fever.
No, mm-hmm. Not today, world.
Not today. Oh, this episode is rad.
It was beautiful. And now I have been inspired to make a brand new shirt for this episode.
Oh, it's happening.
So keep your eyes peeled.
Absolutely.
I'm really floored.
I'm ceilinged.
Well, we try to come down from this high, which is the errands.
Yeah.
We implore you to go join our Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
You are that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to like hop in and like be excessively involved, just feel free to follow our page for updates for future guests.
Mm-hmm.
Also hop into Instagram. If you do not already follow us there, you will get to view the most adorable photos.
These are so cute.
Oh my God. Young Aaron's.
I mean...
And you guys, do you not feel like they should have been best friends?
Oh my God.
From the very start.
It's incredible that they weren't. It's kismet that they are. Also, if you are a patron of our Patreon, you already know that you can submit questions for these guests. We are posting calls to action for guests
from you personally to our esteemed guests, and they will answer your questions live on the pod. If you are not yet signed up, you can do so for as little as $1 a month. And we have different tiers that you can check out more goodness into that. And we definitely appreciate every dollar that comes our way because it supports everything we do
literally
for
everything.
The podcast. Yeah. You guys are helping pay for this. It all adds up.
And your patronage will also be rewarded with things like bloopers, behind the scenes question asking. We're going to do more videos. We hate it, but we're going to do it for you. It's not our strong suit, but it was really fun. And we got some good feedback on that. So we will continue to do that. Maybe some blurbs, cutting room floor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So some bonus reels.
Yes. And again, we have merch up.
Yeah,
you guys want to put some on your bod. We have nostalgic stuff. We have some sporty things. We have some theme items from different episodes. We have some magical witchy items for year-round wear and
some 80s baby stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good. So go ahead, check that out. Get yourself something, throw it on your bod, and then let us know by tagging yourself in a photo.
Oh, yes, please.
And we can either highlight you or you could be like, nah, this is just between me and you as best friends. I got to show you I'm wearing your shirt and I love it. You can get all of your houseware and bodwear items at youarethatmerch.com.
Indeed. And if you do not have doll hairs, because let's be real, 2020 has been tough. If you want to support us without any monies, please feel free to rate, review, subscribe, talk to a friend, tag somebody in a Instagram post, send it to your neighbor. Just spreading the word helps people find us, and we appreciate that.
Yes. And if you guys need ideas from this episode for your reviews while you rate, let us know what your favorite musical is.
Ooh, I like that. I was going to say, let us know what your favorite quarantini is. Ooh. If you are a This Podcast Will Kill You fan. And if you're not, you should definitely hop on that train because they are delightful.
If anything, just to up your bar game.
Oh, man. Seriously, those quarantinis, though.
Party facts and a mixer in your pocket.
Absolutely.
God, how much do you love the errands?
So much.
I love them.
Like, so much.
Now we get to brainstorm what colors are in their friendship bracelets.
My cheeks. They hurt so bad. Time to go drink that quarantini.
Let's do it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I love it.
Oh, my God. I'm dead. A doo-doo.
Oh, your laughs. So endearing. I'm so excited.
Oh, man. Oh,
love it.
Perfect.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.